This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Crystal, Jimmy Butler says he only cares about winning. He went to the Heat. So I don't even know how those two sentences marry each other.
First of all, Joy, they have two undrafted players in their starting five.
And?
They can't shoot.
You think that was the right move to leave Philly and go to Miami for him personally?
I think it's absolutely the wrong move.
Jimmy Butler, look, I'm just going to be honest. My opinion, a very selfish move for him to leave a team when you talk about the 76ers who possibly had an ability to go and win, especially in the Eastern Conference.
And then you go to Miami. Miami's not going to be better than Philadelphia.
Playoff
you team? You say they may, maybe not.
Does he make the playoffs next year?
Well, that was determined, Amy, that was a lie. No, Jimmy Butler will not make the playoffs.
Listen, Jimmy Butler's a great athlete. They play. It's
just up two All-Stars.
And then nobody else who can shoot. Who can shoot?
There is nobody in the Miami Heat who is significant unless they win. And Miami is not going to win.
Kind of a loser move for me, but hey. Best of luck to you, Jimmy. Ball out.
Here are Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat in.
Can book a vacation.
I believe the Miami Heat will be going home in the first round.
Crystal, Jimmy Butler says he only cares about winning. He went to the Heat.
They have two undrafted players in their starting five.
Kind of a loser move for me.
So guess what? If I have to eat my words, then he is going to have a first-round exit.
And Miami is not going to win.
So it is it a welcome back? Like, I don't know. Kind of confusing to me because, you know, you hear that montage. So that was the montage when Jimmy Butler came to Miami and he was hated on. The Heat were hated on. It was back to the same thing, which is people love to hate on the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler coming to the Heat. Everyone hated on it. He's not going anywhere. And he goes to two NBA finals. And there was this feeling Jimmy was us. We were Jimmy. And here was going to be the melding of these two strong personalities, two strong DNAs. And now Jimmy Butler is back in Miami tonight as a member of the Golden State Warriors. So I'll ask you all, is it a welcome back for Jimmy, or is it something else? What is it? I'll ask you first, Crowder. Is it a welcome back?
For me, it's not, because you went out very emotional and softish the way you dealt with us. And
One day, maybe it'll be a welcome back. Right now, too soon. I can't tell you welcome back right now.
You kicked me in the crotch 2 months ago, and I can't just invite you in my house and have a spot of tea. No, I'm not there yet mentally. Honestly, speaking of Jimmy, I'm not there yet. LeBron went out, and I respect LeBron. Shaq went nasty, but it's too soon. To your point, I don't think it's just. I remember him standing in that corner. I forgot who they were playing when he stood in the corner the whole game. I can't vibe with you right now.
I happen to be having a spot of tea right now. Glad that you brought that up.
I can't have a spot of tea with Jimmy. 3 years from now, I might be able to have a spot of tea with Jimmy. I can't have a spot of tea with Jimmy right now.
How about a spot of big face coffee?
I can't do it yet because it's too vivid in my mind of him over there standing in the corner complaining. They had three suspensions because he didn't want to play basketball for us. I'm too much of a Heat fan. It's not pleasant right now.
Solana, is it a welcome back for Jimmy Butler III?
I played welcome back, by the way, because I didn't want to be accused of being too narrow-minded with my Heat glasses on. It's not, in my opinion. And not so much the way it ended, because I think you look at pretty much every superstar or star leaving an organization, usually it's ugly. But how Crowder's talking about him standing in the corner, then he blames his role, which we all know is BS, and essentially threw Eric Spoelstra under the bus by doing that. And then he disrespects Haywood Highsmith on the way out. I mean, of all people, Haywood Highsmith. And then you go to Golden State and you're not standing in a corner and you're Jimmy Butler that we remember. Nah, man, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Somebody texts in, you know, based on the montage that we played at the start of the show. Hey, dumbass, Stephen A. Smith was right. We didn't win anything. That's not what Stephen A. Smith was inferring. When that montage is playing and you're hearing pundits talking about loser move, they're not going anywhere, pack your bags for vacation. Had you told any of them he'd be going to two NBA finals, they'd have signed up for that in a heartbeat. If you said to any of those pundits, hey, I'll bet you he ends up taking them to two NBA finals, they'd have bet you anything they had. So, yes, he didn't win a title, but no, none of those people were right the way that they criticized the move from Jimmy Butler to the Miami Heat. What will have to be written, obviously, and decided upon as I'm watching it live on SportsCenter right now, games on TNT tonight. I mean, this is what I'm looking forward to. But what'll have to be written one day and figured out one day is how much the Heat's culture and DNA, and I know it's a weird thing to talk about when you've lost 10 out of 11, but how much the Heat's culture and DNA meant to Jimmy Butler's career and winning the way that it did to LeBron. It's irrefutable, right? That LeBron needed the Heat as much as the Heat needed LeBron. And then LeBron went on and he got what he got from the Heat. And then he went on to do what he does. He's the second best player in the history of basketball. I just wonder if Jimmy Butler goes on to great success with Golden State or even somewhere else, was it because of his stay with the Heat?
I think we're very myopic with this Jimmy Butler era, where it's so recent that we talk about it, but I've used the analogy, Hawk. We're doing this show in 15 years. Your son has a son. My son has a son. Are we talking to our grandchildren about the Jimmy Butler era with Miami? We went to two finals. Okay, and got your ass whooped. Like, I don't think the big three is about to be talked about. Wade's about to be talked about. Wade and Shaq are about to be talked about. I think that Jimmy Butler is literally going to be a bleep in Heat history. Like, just a, Oh, yeah, remember Jimmy came here? Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't disagree with that. I really don't disagree with that. You talk about almost and almost dids and could haves when you're a loser organization. When you have the history of winning that the Heat does, this will be a blip in time. I firmly believe everything that you just said is correct. I think this will be a blip in time. We will always talk about the 4 years of the Big Three. We'll talk about Wade and Shaq. But we won't talk about the 4 years of Jimmy Butler because I don't think it'll mean anything in the history of the Heat.
I don't agree with that at all.
No.
And I see what you're saying. You talk about teams that almost won titles when an organization doesn't have the perennial success that Miami does. But we're not talking about 1 year where they got to the NBA Finals in 2020. We're talking about a five-year sample size, three Eastern Conference Finals appearances, two NBA Finals appearances, and they were shot away from being in three NBA Finals. I think that is, you know, a long enough sequence where you're saying that was sustained success behind one player in particular.
It's hard. Sustained success isn't some, you don't talk to your kids 15 years from now and go, you know what I want to tell you? There was an era of sustained success for the Miami Heat. And I want to tell you about how they were able to sustain this success. Again, you're a loser franchise. You were going to, but not with the number of titles that they have and the stars that have walked through those doors. I don't think so.
I watched a 30 for 30 with the Jim Kelly Buffalo Bills when they were getting whooped by the Dallas Cowboys every year. The tone of that is that we couldn't get over the edge. We couldn't really win. Four Super Bowls they went to and got whooped? The whole tone wasn't that, oh, we ran the AFC. It's that we could not beat the top dog. I don't think it's going to be prideful to say, oh, we sustained success, Solana. Jimmy's a success sustainer. We're not going to remember the Jimmy Butler era in 10 years. It's going to be just, yeah, okay, we tried to throw something together after the Big Three. Jimmy couldn't do it. Remember Tyler? Bam was a monster too. We're going to talk about it like that.
I don't know, man. When you're reflecting on Pat Riley's tenure as a president for the Miami Heat, you're going to talk about, obviously, landing Shaquille O'Neal, winning a title.
I'm not saying that he's going to disappear from history. I think you're misconstruing what Crowder's saying. I don't think that this era is going to end up being anything more than a blip in time for the Heat. A successful time, and Jimmy brought us great memories, and we'll always have him resting on the stanchion. And there were some great moments, but I don't think his era here will be talked about the way that we talk about championship eras because you just don't do that when you do have championship pedigree, which the Heat does. Ultimately, he was unable to do that here.
Wade is standing on the scorer's table screaming, this is my house. Wade and Shaq's winning a championship. The Big Three is 2-4, going to four, winning two. Jimmy's is being real, real tired in the bubble of a Lakers series.
Well, I mean, you're misconstruing it. He's not real, real tired because he's out of shape. Like, he single-handedly put a team on his back. Like,
he's exhausted during a playoff series. That's what Jimmy's known for here in 15 years.
I woke up this morning. First thing I did was look at the lines. Like, that's how excited I was for tonight's game. I wanted to see what the line was. I want to see what the player props were for tonight. We'll talk about them during the show. Will Manso's going to join us. We'll talk some Heat Warriors with him. Chris Whittingham's going to join us today. He joins us on Tuesdays. We have another pair of tickets for The Offspring with special guests Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory. They're bringing their supercharged tour to I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm in July. It's a Live Nation show. We're going to give away a pair of tickets for that every day this week, including today. There was a question in the Sun Sentinel this morning to Ira Winderman. Ask Ira. Ira, think about it. Dwayne Wade, second best player. If he wasn't the second best player, was Shaquille O'Neal or LeBron James. Jimmy Butler's second best player was maybe Goran Dragic or Bam Adebayo. When you line up the accomplishments, Jimmy did more with less. Give the man his flowers. And it's a valid point. That's the point I think Jimmy would make on the other side is, okay, I didn't give you a title, but you didn't give me Shaq. You didn't give me LeBron. You didn't give me D. Wade. You gave me Goran Dragic. You gave me Bam Adebayo. And there's always going to be, yeah. There's no answer to it, but there's always going to be that argument. Ira responded, by the way, as the Heat will and should. The fun with the above question aside, Jimmy Butler did as much for the Heat as any player over the past decade plus. It didn't end well with the divorce, but there was also quite the honeymoon period. And he's right.
Yes. And I agree with everything that the texter said, and I agree with everything that Ira said. You're right. Wade had more than Jimmy. LeBron had more than Jimmy because LeBron was the one. We all knew that. That's how they had to win when LeBron and then went to the Bahamas, rode the banana boat, and they had to tell LeBron he's the one. Yes, and his two was Wade, which is crazy to say. And then Bosh is a three. Stupid. The big three, we know what happened. No, we understand all of that. But you give flowers for people that don't succeed because you have the context of it? We laugh about context on this show all the time. I just brought up Jim Kelly. Why couldn't he have a run game? The defense should have stepped up against Dallas. Yeah, because Emmitt Smith and them boys were wearing their ass out. We could do that. Buffalo Bills right now. Is it Buffalo's fault that Josh Allen can't win? No. It's Patrick Mahomes' damn fault because he's very, very good, and Andy Reid is better than anybody Buffalo's ever hired as coach. It's sport. But the context of it, I understand, but I'm not giving Jimmy a pass or acting like it was – this was a missed opportunity. Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler. He's never won. I honestly feel, fellas, he's not going to win this year. I don't think Golden State's coming out the West. I don't even think they're going to the finals. And he's going to be Jimmy Butler. He's Jimmy Butler. He is a scoreboard filler, whatever, box score filler. But he's not built like that. He's not Hall of Fame talent. He's not an offensive threat consistently. I've said it. Solana gets mad at me for saying it. I'm going to keep saying it. That's not who Jimmy is.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Solana used to get mad at you for saying it when he was with the Heat. Now he agrees with you 100%.
Jimmy's very good.
Yeah.
Jimmy's not great.
Wait till Jovich gets traded one day. I can't wait to do those shows with Solana. Yeah.
He was lighting up Gabe Vincent's ass after he left.
Hawk, I've always said Crowder knows ball, so I don't understand what you're talking about.
let's get headlines because we do have so much to get to today. And tonight, the game, like I said, is national TV on TNT, so there's no local broadcast. So if you want to hear a local broadcast tonight, you will hear it right here on 560 WQAM. The Miami Heat audio experience will begin at 6:15. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The Marlins are in action, by the way, their final spring training game, because we do have Marlins opening day on Thursday. They're playing the Yankees. They're up 3-1 in the bottom of the third.
Maybe we should, because we always have Jim Larranaga on Thursdays. Maybe we should play all our different, take me out to the ball games for him and see how quickly we can get him to hang up on the show.
Did y'all see that Norris Cole interview?
No.
When he was talking about LeBron in like game six of some series, when they end up winning the championship, and he was like, LeBron walked in that day, he had no headphones on, he wasn't laughing. They were about to get knocked out. I don't even know.
Yeah, game six in Boston in 2012. Yeah.
Game six in Boston 2012. Norris Cole tells a story. You have to go listen to it. It just came out. I saw the clip of it. And he was like, LeBron walked in, no jokes, no smiles, no conversation. He was about to win that game. And we all looked at him like, oh, okay, this is this game. That was LeBron's game. Jimmy's not that guy. Like,
Nobody ever said Jimmy was LeBron. I mean, you're using
but
LeBron
Jimmy's
as the barometer. There's not a single person in the NBA that's going to meet that barometer.
But Jimmy's not the Giannis's. Jimmy's not the Jason Tatum's. Jimmy, that's my whole point on Jimmy for years, and I kept saying it. That's what he'll never be. He has to have a Steph.
But I think
we can't praise this very good number two. We're praising a good number two?
But I think that's what made the runs
the number two.
That's what made the run so special. Was that nobody was expecting that from Jimmy Butler, and then he's dropping 40-point triple double in the NBA Finals to stave off of elimination, and then he's knocking out Giannis Antetokounmpo in Game 4 with 56 points, and then he's terrorizing the New York Knicks in Round 2, which every Heat great must do in a playoff series. Like, that's what made the Jimmy Butler era so special. Nobody expected him to do that with Gabe Vincent and Max Strus and Duncan Robinson, but he did it.
Did Dwayne Wade overachieve?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah.
No.
He couldn't have.
No.
What, Dwayne Wade.
He didn't overachieve.
First ballot Hall of Famer, overachieved?
Yeah.
Overachieved?
Dwayne Wade did.
When he was drafted, you guys thought he'd be the third greatest shooting guard of all time?
No.
I'm saying,
know how talented he is. He didn't overachieve. He's one of the greatest to ever lace him up, right? Jimmy Butler. I know what you're saying. Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Well, Jimmy Butler overachieved, though. But I think to Solana's point, you're criticizing him for something that's actually making the opposite point that you're trying to make. I'm with Solana on that one.
Understand.
He's not Giannis. And so the fact that he was able to do what he did makes it all the more remarkable, which is why, if you can remember back in the moment, we were like, oh my God, look what happened to Jimmy Butler when he got to the Miami Heat. He became Giannis, which is why Jimmy Butler, the whole thing about, you know, Tobias Harris over me, because organizations thought he was Tobias Harris. And Jimmy Butler, for a minute, looked like Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I think, again, you're criticizing him for something, but it's actually making the case the opposite way.
His success is Tobias Harris.
Stop. Crowder, come
no,
on.
No, but that was maybe a comparison that the Sixers made, and they were wrong. Like, they were very wrong. Again, he overperformed. He showed you that he was something that he thought he was. Now, was it LeBron-esque? No.
No.
But I don't think he would tell you that he's LeBron.
He's not a one. He'll never be a one. He wasn't a one. We've seen ones. We've had a number of
ones. You're arguing something that no one's disagreeing with, which makes that much more remarkable that they go to two NBA finals with a guy who's not cut out to be the one on a team.
And my point was, LeBron is not an overachiever. Wade's not an overachiever. Shaq's not an overachiever. Are the stars we love not an overachiever? He's an overachiever. Overachievers don't get praised. They're the guy. That's Rudy. He's Rudy that came off the edge and had a sack in the last game of the season.
A guy who overachieves? I mean, what more could you ask for from an athlete?
I want a player that can play and plays and win championships and achieves. I don't want an overachiever. I want an achiever. Hey, he's a monster. He's a dog. He's a one. He wins a championship. He goes and wins another because that's what he's supposed to do.
But you can't. There's only limited numbers of ones. There's just limited numbers of ones. You can't just go, you should be a one. Sorry, you're not a one.
He acts like a one. He talks like a one. He walks like a one.
And he took you to two NBA finals.
and couldn't finish the deal.
Okay, but still, I mean, you're splitting hairs there right at the end. I'm not certain that you're characterizing Jimmy Butler in the proper fashion, because he overachieved, which is more than you can ask for when you bring someone into any organization. You want them to do better than what you even expected at the top of your expectations, which is what overachieving is. So I don't know how you can criticize someone for overachieving.
Would you love the Big Three if they went to four championships and won none?
Yeah, but again,
look at the Big Three?
But that would have been underachieving.
That's what I'm saying. If they did not win a championship, we would not look at the Big Three era like that. They went to four and they won two. And I watched the Dallas Mavericks whoop them. And who whooped them the fourth year?
San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio. I watched those losses. If those two in the middle weren't wins, that was a failure as a Big Three.
Right.
Going to four was a failure.
Correct.
Jimmy going to two is successful.
Well, you're holding up Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Chris Bosh and going, hey, Jimmy Butler couldn't do that. So and that's absurd.
But the success is winning a championship. We would have
I'm not arguing that. I told you at the beginning of the second, we'll look back on this era as a blip because there was no championship. But to criticize him for overachieving is bizarre.
That's why I said he's not getting his jersey hung. The ones that make that in a franchise do something exemplary, exceptional, stupid good. He did okay because that's what his career is. His career is always going to be. He's okay. Mm. I would love him to have you on my team. He's okay.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of franchises and fans, including me, who would go, two trips to the NBA Finals in a few years is better than, okay.
That was fun.
Oh, we got 4 hours of it.
I'm writing down notes now. I'm keeping my little facts.
All right. So tonight, Heat Warrior 7:30. Duncan is questionable with lower back pain. So I guess Hawk, you're just not going to watch this game then, right? No Duncan Robinson.
I actually looked at his over-under this morning because it was 8.5. And Duncan Robinson was always the beneficiary of Jimmy Butler's love. Jimmy Butler used to tell him, shoot more. I got your back. Like, Duncan Robinson got confidence because of Jimmy. And so I thought tonight Duncan might come out there and feel confident, kind of show big brother, hey, look at what you left me, because I think they had a good relationship. So I probably would have leaned towards Duncan overs tonight, but no Duncan. Sad.
Well, he's questionable. It's possible he plays. Right. He's questionable with lower back pain. It's what kept him out of a lot of games last year as well. And he was a stiff in the first round series against the Celtics. Steph Curry's still questionable. The next injury report comes out in a few hours, so I will keep you updated.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.